I had this, you know, this is a scary place to be, to share some of my own thoughts, not something that I learned from anybody else. So Ignatius of Loyola's Discernment of Spirits talks about how a person who's, you know, moving away from the Lord experiences God one way, experiences the enemy another. And then the person who's moving from good to better in service of the Lord experiences the reverse. That now God, before, God would sting and bite their conscience and the devil would send them apparent pleasures. Whereas afterwards, the devil stings and bites their conscience and God is actively leading them. And then the thought that occurred to me is, if you polled, you know, 100 people outside about who they think God is and how they think God acts, I suspect that they would believe, and they would say, that God is always constantly judging me. You know, I think I know what I've said before. But isn't it funny that that is the way God acts for a person who's going from bad to worse? A person who's going away from the Lord, God bites and stings their conscience. And they presume it's always going to be that way. And the presumption is religious people are miserable because they're always interacting with this thing that hurts them. And that couldn't be farther from the case. In our tradition, there is a concept called the hound of heaven. God gets a hold of you and keeps, you know, when you're going from bad to worse in service to the enemy, the hound goes, he goes get you. And he's hunting you down and always just a step behind you. And then as we're converting or running away from the Lord, you know, think of the story of Jonah, right? Like, God went after him in a big way, right? Even though he wasn't vicious, he was just turning away from the Lord. But there's a change that happens when we stop running away from the Lord. And we discover God, and we fall in love with God. That same creature, instead of always being just a step behind us, hounding us forward, is always a step ahead of us, just out of our reach, evading capture. It's all over the Song of Songs. That the Lord, once we fall in love with the Lord and we desire to be with the Lord is always just around, like, the next tree, around the next corner. Like, I never feel like I've got it. And that is, it's all for the same, to keep us going, to keep us moving, to keep us engaged with the Lord, so that we will never fall short, never go weary, never weak. So prior to our conversion, how dependent bites and stings is just trying to get us to move at all. And then once we start to move, he's trying to get us to walk and then to run, so that we might run the race as to move.